I have observed in my life as the years go by, habang tumatanda ako, napapansin ko that the things I do for other people are the same things that I have received from my parents. Kung paano ako minahal ng magulang ko, ng nanay at tatay ko, ganun din ako magmahal. And this is something that has really surprised me because some people would say, para ka talagang si daddy mo. You know, you really like your father. Hindi ko napansin yan. Because as we begin to grow, we realize that we don't invent the way we love other people. Hindi tayo nag-iimbento. We only begin to do the things to others in the same way it has been done to us by our parents. If people can see any good in me, kung meron na silang makikitang mabuti sa akin, I think that good came out because of the love that my parents has shown me. Kaya importante talaga sa mga magulang, mahalin natin yung mga anak natin. Okay? We love them with the best possible way that we can love them. Because when they grow old, that is how they're going to love their family. That is how they're going to love other people. So that is very important. I share this with you because in our gospel, Jesus gave the commandment just before he went to the cross. Kalalabas lang ni Judas. After Judas left, he gave the commandment. Kaya tinatanong ko, bakit pinalabas pa si Judas? Because this commandment is not for everyone. This commandment is for God's people. If you are serious with your walk in the Lord, if you consider yourself a disciple of Jesus, this commandment is for you. It's not for anyone else. Jesus does not command this to the world. He commands this to his own disciples. What is the commandment that he gave just before he went to the cross? Sabi niya dito, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. A new commandment that you love one another. To love one another is not the new commandment. Amen. To love one another is not the new commandment. The new commandment is the second. As I have loved you, so you love one another. Yan ang new commandment. It has already been commanded from the Old Testament that we love each other. God always commands his people love one another. But in Jesus, he sets the standard. Ang sabi niya, as I have loved you, so you will love one another. Yan ang bagong command. If we're going to love one another, we could not love one another if we cannot love as Jesus has loved us. In other words, what I'm saying is this. Jesus is trying to tell us, you are mine. You are my family. You are my children. You belong to me. Amen? Itong sinasabi niya. You belong to me, and until you know my love, you will never know how to love in the new way. Our love should always be founded on our experience of God's love for us. And that is very difficult. Kaya mahirap tong commandment na to. Because too often, Too often, we do not recognize the love of God in our lives. Pag tinanong ko kayo, gaano ba kayo minahal ng Diyos? Ang maiisip nyo lang yung salvation natin. We think of, you know, Jesus died on the cross for me. I was saved by Him. That's the only understanding we have on the love of God. We only recognize the love of God for us by the good things we have experienced. Oh, wala akong pera, binigyan ako ni Lord, dati mahirap lang ako, inahon ako ng Diyos sa kahirapan. You know, that is just our understanding of God's love for us. Yun lang ang nare-recognize natin. That's why our experience of God's love is only this much. God's love for us is so great. It's so big. It's so wonderful. But we only recognize the little things. Why is that? Because we don't really experience the love of God because we have what we call the expectation of our the expectation of God's love. Yun ang in-expect lang natin. We do not recognize the wholeness of God's love for you because we are expecting God to love us in a certain way. Kaya palagi nating sinasabi, God is good all the time. When everything is working in your life, everything is working positively in your life, sinasabi mo, God is good. But what if things are not working in your life? Things are beginning to fail in your life, crumbling around you. Then you begin to doubt God's goodness. Now suddenly He's not good to you anymore. But always remember this, no matter what the circumstances may be in your life, God is always good. Amen? He is good. When my parents were still alive and I am with them, I am a child to them, God is good. I've experienced their love. When they passed away, nung nawala yung mga magulang ko, gumuho ang mundo ko when they died. And I did not recognize that even at that time they died, God is still good to me. Akala ko tinalikuran ako ng Diyos. Having that in mind, we realize that God's love stems out from His own goodness. Dahil mabuti ang Diyos, kaya tayo minamahal ng Diyos. He loves us so much. But we do not recognize His love. That's why we do not experience His love. What we recognize are the things we expect from His love. Kung mahal mo ako, Lord, mapopromote ako sa trabaho ko. Kung mahal mo ako, Lord, pagbigyan mo ako, dadami ang pera ko. Kung mahal mo ako, Lord, you do this. Kung mahal mo ako, Lord, itong gagawin mo. Kung mahal mo ako, Lord, itong mangyayari sa akin. We expect. That's what we recognize. Kung yung in-expect natin sa Diyos, makita natin, then we recognize His love. But God sometimes loves us in a way we do not expect. And it is at this time that God begins to love us, not according to our expectations, that we need to experience that kind of love. Why do we need to experience the love of God in our life? Because you can only love one another as far as you have experienced the love of God in your life. If you do not know the love of Jesus, you belong to Him. That's why it is important that we recognize that every sensitivities that I have, hindi ko inimbento yan. I'm sensitive to certain people. I'm sensitive to the elderly. I'm sensitive to certain individuals. I did not invent my sensitivities. I inherited that from my parents. Nakuha ko lang yan. All of us, we love in a certain way, not because you invented your own way. You love in a certain way because that was passed on to you by your family. Our sensitivities, our annoyances, bakit tayo naiinis sa isang bagay, nakuha mo rin yan sa pamilya mo. Amen? We just inherited it. That's why Jesus is saying to us, you have to know my love. You belong to me. You are my family. You've got to experience my love. Because that's the only way you can learn to love in a new way. The new commandment that we need to have in our life is based on our experience of the love of God in our life. That's why if we, until now, have not experienced the love of God in our life, then we will have a problem with loving one another. That's why when you see a person who struggles to love his neighbor, the problem of that person is that he is having a difficult time receiving the love of God in his life. Because too often we run away from the love of God. Amen? We run away. How many times did God speak to you? How many times in your life, bilangin nyo, kinausap ka ng Diyos at may pinapagawa ang Diyos sa'yo, ayaw mong gawin. Everything that God commands you to do is born out of His love for you. I want you to give this to someone. Ayaw mo. Akin to Lord eh. Pinaghirapan ko to. It's mine. Tapos bibigay ko lang. Ang tamad-tamad ng mga tao na yan, bibigyan ko lang. Ano sila? Diba? Ayaw natin magbigay. And when we begin to do that, we are closing our hearts to the love of God, to the experience of His love for us. We reject it. Tumatakas tayo, lumalayo tayo sa pag-ibig ng Diyos sa atin. It is a difficult kind of love because the love that He commands us that we should love one another is based on His love for us, of our experience of His love. God's love is a forgiving love. Why are some people struggle to forgive? Some Christians just create an appearance of forgiveness. Kunyari, pinatawad na nila. Pero sa loob ng puso nila, galit na galit pa sila sa taong yan. Why do we struggle to forgive one another? We struggle to forgive one another because we struggle to receive God's forgiveness in our life. We have not yet experienced the forgiveness of God in our life. How do I know that, Bishop, paano mo nalaman hindi ko na-experience yung forgiveness ni Lord? Because you do not forgive. If until now in your life you cannot forgive those who sin and offend you, it's because you have not yet experienced God's love in your life. Maybe a portion, maybe a little bit of His love you've experienced that, but not the totality of His love. Because God's love is forgiving. Kung hindi tayo minahal ng Diyos, hindi mapapatawad ang kasalanan natin. And even if you work hard in this world, even if you try to be good in this world, we will all go to hell anyway. So bakit pa tayo magpakabait? Bakit pa tayo magkayod sa mundong ito? Sa impyerno naman tayo pupunta. The reason why we work, the reason why we try our best to live morally upright, because we know that God has prepared a place for us, not in hell. Alam natin, may pupuntahan tayong lugar kasama niya to be with Him. Amen? Amen? Ba't kayo nagsisimba dito? Why on a Sunday you should be going out in the beach already? You should be having the time of your life. Sana nag-i-enjoy tayong lahat ngayon. Nasa beach tayo, you know. Lalakwatsa tayong lahat. But why do we go here? Ba't tayo nagtsatsaga? Pumunta dito. Mainit yung lugar. May nagsasabi sa akin, Bishop, dapat ipa-aircon na natin yung church. Mainit na talaga. So naiisip ko na, oh, pa-aircon natin. Tapos may nagsasabi naman sa akin, Bishop, wag mo talaga ipa-aircon yung church kasi sobrang lamig. Hindi na kami magsisimba pag malamig. So sinong magsisimba pag malamig? Oh, sino magsisimba pag hindi na magsisimba pag sobrang init? 'Di ba? Hati tayo. So pag pina-aircon ko at malamig na, may mga taong hindi na magsisimba sa church dahil malamig na. Okay? So pag hindi ko naman pina-aircon yung church, merong aalis sa church dahil mainit na. So kahit anong gagawin ko, may aalis talaga sa simbahan kung kayo mapigilan. We are in church not because of what we feel and what we experience around. Why? You know why? What brings you to come to church? Because you have recognized that God loves you. You have recognized that God loves you. Maybe not fully yet. Maybe not perfectly yet. But somehow you've experienced the love of God in your life. That's why you keep coming back here. Tinitiis mo yung init. Tinitiis mo yung katabi mo. Kasi hindi mo gusto. Okay lang. You know? Sabi nga nila, ang daming tinitiis namin, Bishop, sa church. Very good. Marunong ka magtiis. You learn the value of sacrifice. Because that is what love is. Amen? You don't choose your brother. Hindi ka naghahanap ng simbahan na eto lang yung gusto ko makasama. Eto, pwede to. Eh, si Sister Lucy, pwede yan. Pwede yan sa simbahan ko. Okay. Lahat ng ayaw ko, pwede na kayong umalis. Hindi tayo pwedeng gumawa ng simbahan na ganyan. In the church, in the family, you will always have people you don't like. We have no choice. We have to learn to love one another. And our love is based on what we have experienced from Christ. If you have recognized the love of Christ in your life, if you have recognized how much Christ has forgiven you of your sins, you know what? When someone offends you, it's just natural for you to say, it's okay, I forgive you. Never mind, it's okay. Natural na natural. Bakit? Yan yung tinatanggap mo. That is what you have been receiving inside the church. That is what you have been receiving in your life, the love of God. Opening your heart to the love of God makes you and enables you to love in the same way that God has loved you. Alam mo, maraming klaseng pag-ibig. May mga tao kong nakakausap, sabi niya, I love my dog. Oh, praise God. How many of you love dogs? Anak ko, mga dog lovers, ha? Walang denial dito. How many of you love dogs? Yeah, I love dogs. I have a big bully at home. Meron akong bully, si Dudoy, for short. Okay, his name is Troy. So pag nagkita kami ng dog ko, nagalaw-galaw na yung buntot niya. Sasayaw-sayaw siya. You know? At tatalon sa akin. It's painful dahil yung kuko niya masakit. It pains me, but I enjoy the pain when my dog scratches me because I love him. You see, we don't mind if we get hurt. If the person hurting you is someone you really love, parang okay lang, you know? Pero pag kinalmot ako ng pusa, nako, delikado, hahanapin ko talaga yung pusa na yan. Papasok ko sa sako yan. But not my dog. Ilang beses na akong nasugat sa scratch ng aso, but it's okay. I don't mind. Tampo-tampo lang ng konti. Mamaya, papakainin ko na naman siya. I love dogs. I love my dog. Sino dito? You love cats? Ha? Huh? Walang mga taong mahilig sa pusa dito? Si Father Nonoy lang? Sobra naman kayo. Kawawa naman, si Father Nonoy lang mag-iisa sa St. Michael na nagmamahal sa pusa. Lahat tayo aso, di ba? How many of you love food? Ayon. At least may mga honest na tao dito. We love good food. I love good food. I love Bicolano food because my parents are from Bicol. So, mahilig ako sa Bicol Express. Mahilig ako sa Pinangat. So many other things. I love food. We love food. We love dogs. We love cat. How many of you love your friends? Yeah, we have friends. We love them. We love our family. We love our children. We love our uncles. We love our aunties. Meron akong uncle na mahal ko kasi lahat ng pinagbabawal sa akin, gusto ng uncle ko para sa akin. Kaya he's my favorite uncle. Consentidor na uncle. No? I love him. There are many kinds of love. But in the Bible, it is mentioned, there is what we call the filio love. No? Filio. It's a love of a brother to a brother, a love for sister, okay? A love for mother, a love for a friend, filio love. Okay? If you love your friend, if you love your brother, you love your mother, you are experiencing a phileo love. Amen? Then we have the love which we call eros. Ano tong eros? Well, it's a different kind of love for a friend or a brother. I love my friend, Brother Rex. That's phileo love that I have for him. But we also have what we call eros love, the love of a man for his wife. It's different. Magkaiba yan. Amen? Kaya pag sinabi ng asawa, mamili ka sa amin, ako o yung kaibigan mo, wag, magkaiba yan. You love your wife in a different way. That's eros love. You love your husband in a different way. When Jesus commanded His disciples to love one another, He did not say, be friends with one another. Love one another as friends. You know, the apostles, not all of them are friends. Nag-aaway din sila. Nagtatalo sila because they are not friends. But it's okay because Jesus did not say, love each other like friends. You know, maging friends kayo. A new commandment I give you. Be friends. Be friends. Jesus did not command that to them. That is why in the church, it's okay if we're not friends. Amen? Amen. Hindi naman lahat kaibigan mo sa simbahan. Meron kang mga kaibigan, merong hindi naman kaibigan. But can we live together as a family, as a community? Yes, we can. Definitely, Jesus did not say, oh, love each other as husband and wife. You know, love each other in eros kind of love. No, Jesus did not say that. What did Jesus command them? Jesus command them to have agape love, the highest form of love. Agape love is the God kind of love. It's the same love that God has for us. God does not love us as friends. He does not have phileo love for us. God does not love us as eros love. No. You know how much God loves you? He loves you with agape love. Agape love is unconditional. Wala ka pang ginagawa, mahal ka na ng Diyos. Wala ka pang ginagawang mabuti, wala ka pang ginagawang masama, God perfectly loves you already. That's agape love. That is why itong sinabi niya sa mga apostles, love one another, agape one another. You may not be friends. You may not love the person like a husband or a wife, but definitely in our community, love one another as Christ loved you. Unconditional love. Amen? Amen? even if you're not my friend, you need my help, I will help you. Because I don't have only brotherly love for you, I don't have a friend love for you, I have the agape love for you. So yan ang kinukomand ni Lord sa atin, you love one another with an agape love. Don't just love each other as friends. Praise God if you have friends. Don't love each other as brothers and sisters only. Don't love each other as husband and wife. Begin to love one another as Christ has loved you. Love with an agape love. The agape love is a constant love. It does not move. Agape love is the love that overcomes, that brings the victory in your life. It's not phileo love. It's not eros love that makes you overcome the world. It is agape love. And that is what is commanded to us, to love one another with that kind of love as I have loved you, sabi ni Jesus. So that commandment is difficult until we recognize in our life and experience that God loves me. So do you want to experience that love of God for you in your life? You can experience that in prayer. You know? This is one thing about God in my experience, in my life. Meron akong hinihi sa Diyos na hindi binigay sa akin. Meron akong gusto na dinulog ko sa Diyos, hindi naman nasunod. But this is what I've learned in my experience. In every turn of my life, wherever I go, I fail, I become successful, I make a mistake, I do good, I do bad. And everything that happened in my life, Jesus is always there. Presence. Because that is what love is. Agape love is constant. It does not go away. Hindi yan umaalis. Even if you fail, even if you stumble, that kind of love remains in God. It's present. No matter what the experiences of my life has been, the ups and downs of my life, the failures, the stumbling that I have experienced, God in Christ was always there. Hindi ka iniiwan ng Diyos. Can you recognize that? Because that is love. That is love. The mere fact that God does not forsake you, God does not leave you, that is what agape love is. The presence of God in your life, it remains, it is constant, it does not waver, it does not move up and down in your life. It's always there. The presence of God is always there in your life. You may be going through the valley of the shadow of death right now in your life. Nandun ka na sa valley of darkness. You may find yourself one day in that valley, but you will fear no evil. Why will you not be afraid? Because your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Your presence is there with me. Amen? God will not leave you even in the midst of your sins and failures. God will always be there. Now you ask me, Bishop, I want to recognize that agape love. I want to experience that in Christ. You want to experience the agape love of God. That will also make you love one another in the same way. You want to experience that love? It's like this. Look for Jesus every day. In scriptures, in prayer, in your life, wherever you go, hanapin mo si Kristo palagi. You know why? Because where the presence of Christ is, that is where the love of God is. God is love. And where God is, that is where His love. When you begin to see the presence of Christ every day in your life, when I fail, I see Christ there with me. When I become successful, Christ is still there with me. Wherever I turn, I see Jesus always there, present with me, because you seek His presence. And when you begin to recognize the presence of God in your life every day, then you are now beginning with the experience of God's love in your life. Amen. You become more loving like Jesus. Always present, always ready, always there for the other person. Nandyan ka palagi with them. And this is the new commandment. As Christ has loved us, as Jesus has loved you, not only when He saved you, not only when He answered your prayer, how did Jesus love you? He is always present in your life. From the womb, inside your mother's womb, He was already there watching over you. Until that day you came out of the womb, Jesus was there with you. And until that hour when you lie down and waiting for your time to go, Jesus will still be there for you. Where Christ is, that is where the love of God is. Recognize that. Seek His presence in your life every day, in your prayer, in your meditations of the Scripture, in your day-to-day living. Always find Jesus. When someone comes to you for help, look for Jesus in the face of that person. When someone fights you, pag inaway ka ng isang tao, hanapin mo si Kristo sa presensya, yung presensya ni Kristo nandyan. Seek Christ every day and you will find His love. You will experience His love. And the more we have the experience of Christ's love in our life, the more we learn to love one another in the same way. It doesn't matter if you're different to me. It doesn't matter if you don't like me. It doesn't matter at all if you hate me. What matters is that this love I have inside is not my invention. It is not my own making. Itong pag-ibig na meron ako, bigay lang yan ng Diyos sa akin. How did it come? By opening up my life to His presence every day. Opening up my life to Jesus every day, that I experience His love for me every day. I experience His forgiveness in my life every day, araw-araw. Nararanasan ko yung pagpapatawad ng Diyos sa akin. And that's how you begin to love one another. Amen? Let's all stand.